I'll never forget having the following conversation with my friends Sandy Smith and Elle Martinez about the fact that I'd accepted that I was never going to be recognized with an award for my work in the personal finance space. It was a year ago, and I just remember thinking, you know, it's just not going to happen. Like, I'm not going to be ever nominated for something like this. Maybe it's because my platform is too small or my content is too scattered, or I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't meant to be. And I decided to continue moving forward in the way that I was, sharing a holistic look at money. I talked about my feelings, and I talked about my debt repayment journey, and I talked about entrepreneurship, and I talked about race, and I talked about class, and I talked about politics. And it was awkward, but it was me, because I'm awkward. And this past week, I was shocked to find out that I was nominated for a Plutus Award. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with a Plutus Award, the Plutus Award is basically given to individuals in the personal finance space celebrating different types of financial content that they are producing. And I was nominated for a piece of content that I really truly believe is one of the hardest pieces of content I've written since I started blogging in 2012. It's also a podcast episode. And basically, I was nominated for the following award. I am a finalist. It's Best Current Events Content Related to Personal Finance. And the podcast episode is called A Candid Conversation About Race from Michelle is Money Hungry. That is me. The thing that is so weird about sharing this content, getting nominated for this award, is that I'm currently at a turning point in my financial season. And so I wanted to talk about that in this episode and give some insight into what I think about in terms of financial seasons, in terms of those moments when your finances are a hot mess and then those moments when they are not. And right now is a very interesting time for a lot of us with money. And so, one, I want to say thank you to those who nominated me for this award. It was a surprise. And two, I want to say that of all the moments for this to happen, it's very interesting to me that this is that moment. So please do continue to listen to the show and let me know what you think. I bought flowers for my home. In fact, I'd noticed that the last couple of times I went grocery shopping, I picked up some flowers. The reason why I noticed this was that I'd stopped doing this for years. It was a regular habit that I had, and then all of a sudden it started coming back, specifically this year. I love having fresh cut flowers in my home, but during the hard years of debt repayment, I stopped buying them because it really felt out of alignment with my overall financial goals. It felt a little frivolous. The reality was that I was in a financial season where that type of treat just wasn't a priority. It's becoming clearer to me now that my previous financial season is ending and I'm moving into a new season. I'm going to be honest and say that I'm going from an indebted season where I had just crazy amounts of debt to a financial season of growth, and I have some weirdly conflicted feelings about it, especially because I know that there are many people going into a season that is different from the one that I'm going into right now. I decided to share this episode to talk about when you're going into a good or bad financial season and how to manage it and what to think about it This is a short episode, though. In order to go to the show notes, make sure to go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/new financial season. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/new financial season. There's dashes between new financial and season. Don't forget to grab the resource, How to Achieve Your Next Financial Goal. It's in the show notes. If you're working to pay off debt, earn more, or create a first-time savings, definitely watch the video that I've created. You can laugh me fussing at my hair, by the way. It's kind of hilarious. I talk about how I paid off $60,000 in debt, how I started growing my income, and then started saving. I share some tips on what to do, what to consider, and hopefully it'll be of service to you. One of the things that I didn't realize was that everything has a season. Like, intuitively, it feels like that would be the case. But when it comes to money, I don't think we think of money in that way. In fact, there are so many songs that talk about seasons literally and metaphorically. Those moments when our life changes in both a positive or negative way, your money, it also experiences those different seasons. And I wanted to touch on that. It's weird. Today, I was wandering around town, just kind of exploring and meeting new people. It was a great day. And I ended up at this tiny little surprise farmer's market, like normally where one wouldn't be, but it's there because of COVID. And these amazing people had banded together to weather the storm that was COVID and the effect that it had on their businesses, on their restaurants, their retail, that kind of thing. And it was a wonderful market to discover. It's actually in my neighborhood, so I'm not going to say what the market is. But it was wonderful because I was like, I had no idea that you guys were here. And so I started talking to the different vendors. Now, for those of you who don't know, I run another project called Square State, which is all about Colorado. And these are the kind of conversations I enjoy having. Conversations with other Coloradans about their lives and what they're doing. It also gives me an excuse to ask these questions with a reason versus before when I would just ask them. Anyway, it was so interesting because one guy was a chef and he started making the certain product and it flew off the shelves. It was a hit. And his girlfriend was like, babe, I think you're onto something. You need to sell this. And honestly, product looks amazing. Obviously, we can't really taste anything or sample, but it looked amazing. Then I talked to another vendor who was an African-American woman, and she was selling cleansing oils, stones, that kind of thing. Sage, you know, hippie, but my kind of thing. And it was weird because I haven't purchased a new stone for a while. And I'm just standing at the table and she's like, just pick the one that calls you the most. Pick the one that touches you energetically. So I'm looking and immediately I pick one. And she goes, well, it's interesting with that stone because one is really grounded in keeping you from self-sabotaging. And I was like, holy crap, because I'm at a moment financially where I worry that I will self-sabotage my progress through overspending or through under-earning or just not having the right belief systems or systems in place to grow my business. So it was so surprising to me that I get this stone. It's this beautiful pink quartz, and that stone is specifically tied to self-sabotage. I'm going to tell you the name of it real quick. So the stone is red calcite. Physical healing uplifts and also increases energy as well. And it's weird because I've been feeling low energy mentally. In general, this stone called to me. So it was very woo-woo. You know how I am, listeners. I'm woo-woo. But my point is, it was really surprising to me that I picked the one stone that touched on the one area of worry, quite honestly, that I had about this moment that I'm in and that I'm transitioning to. And so I started thinking about this more and more. And I was like, you know, I feel like sharing a short episode about this. So this is why we're talking about financial seasons. Just like a farmer, you have to plant a lot of seeds with your money, whether it is investing in a 401k, having a savings, deciding or not to buy a home, the place that you rent or that you own, growing your income, having children, not having children, having a pet, not having a pet, living with your spouse, not living with your spouse. Like there's all these different ways that you can approach your money. Like there's all these money decisions that affect growth. But just like a farmer, you have to watch for the money decisions that mimic the place of weeds in a garden. For example, debt, bad financial skills, bad financial tools, financial enablers, lifestyle inflation, under-earning, self-sabotage, like I said before, too much home. So lifestyle inflation, which I've mentioned twice, so that's very much on my mind. And in fact, it's kind of interesting because there are right now, you know, it's pandemic, can't get out of that. We're still dealing with it. and a lot of people in bigger cities such as New York have left the city. Right now, there's about 13,000 apartment units available in New York City. So it's trending well above what normally would happen to the point where people are able to renegotiate their rent for a lower price because there's so many vacancies. It's becoming a thing. And part of the reason why people are sitting there reevaluating, is that place the right place for me, like to actually live in? Is the city is not functioning in the way that it was before. Like it currently is not providing the value that makes sense to have $3,000 studio apartment if you can't go to Broadway and clubs and restaurants and things like that. Like you're reevaluating a lot of decisions. And I would think right now for a lot of people, that's where you're at. You're reevaluating everything, or things have changed unexpectedly. So you get the picture. With money, you have to tend it either way, or you have to watch out for the weeds. And for me, I've been in a really hard financial season for so many freaking years, just digging out from under the weeds. And now I'm at the tail end of that journey. And it's a very humbling experience right now because of all the times for me to be transitioning from this long period of time that I've been focused on this project. It's during COVID. And right now I want to shout from the rooftops and celebrate and be like, oh my God, I've paid off all this freaking debt. I'm like so excited. And I only have one thing to focus on. But I feel some guilt. Even though I've worked my ass off, I feel some guilt because I know what's going on in the world right now, especially here in the United States. I know that people may be moving into a really hard financial season, and that season may feel like it came completely out of the blue for them. It could be that you're hit with job instability, or homeschooling has become this new huge expense that you're now paying for because you've enrolled your kid in a pod if you can afford that. Or maybe you can't afford that. You're like, I'm going to move heaven and earth to make it happen. Or maybe the debt that was previously manageable before is no longer manageable. Or maybe you have tenants because you're a landlord who can no longer afford to pay rent. And now you're thinking, maybe the way I built up my real estate business was the wrong model. Here's the thing. If you're moving into a season that you weren't prepared for, now isn't the time for prolonged self-blame, bitterness, or anger. Like you can't rest in that mental space because it's not healthy. You can be in it for a moment, but you can't stay there forever because ultimately you're going to have to deal with the situation that you're in. Instead, now is the time to acknowledge those feelings, create a plan to weather the storm, and move forward. I can tell you, having got to the other side, it's possible, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not going to be easy. It's just not. Because if it were easy, everyone would do it. I actually plan on doing an episode about why I understand why people don't bother becoming debt-free. I totally understand it. I totally understand it because it's like swimming against the tide. It's so hard to do. Totally get it. Totally makes sense to me. And I wish that people would not be so judgmental with people who just are like, you know what, I'm just gonna, this is fine, this is working for me, until it doesn't. Going into a financial season of growth has been surprisingly emotional for me, because I was so changed by the previous financial season that I was in. Like, I have been profoundly and deeply changed by the road that I was on, the experience that I went through, the experiences that I went through. And I worry, to be honest, that as I grow my wealth, that I will forget where I came from, or that I will accidentally become one of those douchey people who talks thoughtlessly about benefiting from other people's financial pain. Why do I worry about that? Because I've known a lot of people who've gone through the two different financial seasons, and both will change you for the better or for the worse if you let it or if you don't pay attention. So how to manage your new financial season? Acknowledge that you're in one and be honest with yourself if it's a good or bad season for you. Find support and community. You need this for digging out of the weeds or for income growth. In fact, for the past 2 years in particular, my involvement in the debt repayment community has really dwindled because my debt has dwindled. Like, my area of focus and where I'm at has changed. Now I'm really involved more in the slow fire space and entrepreneurship spaces because that's my focus. I'm earning money online. I'm selling courses. I'm selling books. Like, I have this different way of living that I've created and cultivated over the years. This is just a natural progression in terms of how things work. You will change during the experience. That's just life. Spend time educating yourself. So I spend a lot of time reading, not just romances. I read a lot of romance, but I read a lot of books about business. Now I read books about money. I'm starting to look at my list for the fall. I read books about entrepreneurship, but before I was reading so many books about getting out of debt. Like, that was where I was focused. Now I'm reading and really thinking about, how do I grow my income? How do I lower my tax rate? How do I, like, what are, like, there's so many questions. And so I have to spend time educating myself on those questions. Likewise, if you're in a different season, you have to acknowledge what it is and get the resources so that you can learn what you need to do to get out of it if it's bad. The last thing I will say and leave you with is that neither season is permanent, and that, like with any garden, you have to tend it every day. If there's something that I've learned the hard way, oh boy, weeds can overtake your finances so fast if you take your eye off the ball, right? You have to be so careful that you're constantly staying focused on income growth, whether it is through your work, what have you, through investments. Like, you have to spend so much time on that. Likewise, you have to spend a lot of time looking at your habits, the people you're around, your expenses. That's why you have to have budget dates and, you know, check in with yourself if you're single, check in with your significant other if you're with someone. That's why you have to do that once a week or once a month. You check in, because it's really easy to get blown off course. So I wonder what financial season you're going into. Don't forget to grab my resource. Again, that's How to Achieve Your Next Financial Goal. It's a quick and funny video. I do fuss with my hair a little bit in that video, but I find it really funny. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/new financial season. There's dashes between new financial and season to grab that resource. I do hope that you're doing well. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and wear that mask. Take care.